The Millennium Development Goals foster precisely the kind of comprehensive approach that is so vital for success in voluntary fertility reduction. Model approaches such as the Millennium Villages, described in Chapter 10, will demonstrate the feasibility of implementing such packages of interventions, and the fertility trends within the Millennium Villages will likely provide a demonstration of the possibility of the rapid and voluntary reduction of fertility rates in rural Africa. Even in the first year of operation, many of the Millennium Villages experienced a dramatic increase in the use of modern contraception once the contraceptives became widely available within the village. Third, we have learned many important specific lessons for program implementation, which should help speed the effort in Africa. One of the most important is the need for outreach to women by community health workers in circumstances where cultural norms make it difficult for women to attend family planning clinics. John C. Caldwell and Pat Caldwell stressed the importance of privacy to women's use of contraception in Africa. Community health worker visits to households would seem to be crucial under those circumstances. Yet ironically, donor cutbacks in funding have forced the curtailment of such programs just as their efficacy was being established. Caldwell and Caldwell also emphasized the need for family planning programs to cater to the needs of adolescents as well as to married households. Indeed, these great demographers provide a list of 7 requirements to enable family planning programs to accelerate the decline in fertility. Heads of state should support the programs. International aid should be maintained or increased. Family planning service delivery points should be densely located. A range of alternatives should be provided. Contraceptives should be available without prescription to protect privacy. Additional mechanisms should meet the needs of adolescents, men, and unmarried people of either sex. Abortion should be legalized. Several African countries, some with a TFR of around 6 today, are likely to adopt bold fertility objectives, such as a reduction of the TFR to 3.0 or below during 2015 to 2020. Let's look at what such a bold policy would accomplish when combined with an equally bold MDG-based effort to reduce infant and child mortality rates. How will Africa's population on balance evolve if both mortality and fertility rates are sharply reduced within the context of a bold development program? To be specific, let us suppose that the African countries succeed in reducing the child mortality rate by 2/3 as of 2015 compared with the 1990 baseline, as called for by the MDGs. Specifically, instead of a business-as-usual, BAU, gradual decline of under 5 mortality, from 167 per 1,000 in 2005 to 141 per 1,000 in 2015, let us assume an accelerated decline to 63 per 1,000 in 2015. We then assume, for purposes of illustration rather than realism, that the under 5 rate remains level till 2050, when the business-as-usual gradual decline of mortality rate would finally catch up with the mortality rate of the accelerated track. We also assume that the TFR will decline sharply as well, from the current average of 5.5 in 2005 to 2.9 in 2015. Again, for purposes of specificity rather than forecast, we then assume that the TFR remains constant at the lower level till around 2040, when the BAU path would actually reduce the TFR still further. After 2040, we then follow the BAU path. Let us assume, as I believe to be the case, that the rapid declines in both mortality and fertility can be achieved with bold policies. The question for us here is the net balance of results. Will population growth rise or fall when a steep reduction in child mortality is combined with a rapid decline in the fertility rate? The effect of the fertility decline is greater, in the sense that Africa's population at mid-century will be lower if Africa puts in place a joint program of mortality and fertility reduction, in comparison with a continuation on the BAU path. The bold intervention program would reduce Africa's population compared with the BAU trajectory by roughly 300 million people as of 2050. Africa's population still increases significantly, even with the rapid TFR decline, because population momentum in Africa is enormous, but by much less than it would if the BAU trajectory remains in place. Our finding is broadly similar to the comparison between the UN Population Division's low fertility versus medium fertility scenario, where the low fertility projection implies a 2050 population that is 280 million lower than in the medium forecast. Note that if Africa were to introduce a child survival program alone, without the accelerating decline in the TFR, the population increase would be faster than the BAU path. To achieve a reduction of population, it's necessary to combine fertility decline and mortality decline. Fortunately, the evidence is overwhelming that mortality decline is a major success factor for achieving the needed fertility decline. The bottom line is clear. It is possible to save children's lives and to reduce Africa's overall population at the same time. Indeed, saving children's lives is a precondition for the success in voluntary fertility reduction. We can therefore go boldly forward in disease control and improved food production without fear of being overtaken by Malthusian disaster if the African governments and their development partners follow through on their commitments to family planning.